Blog Talk Radio.
Check, 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good evening and welcome to another segment of the Artist Roundtable. This is where you as an artist or a service provider to artists to be able to come bring your thoughts and concerns or, you know, networking skills to the table here at Flavor News Radio. I want to welcome anybody and everybody to call into the show tonight. The number is 347-857-1189. We are going to have some special guests stopping by from Conquer Entertainment, so I'm interested and anxious to meet them and see what they are all about and what they have to offer the independent artists. So, again, anybody is welcome to call in and, you know, share your thoughts and share this hour with us at the Artist Roundtable. There is a caller on the line. I do know who this is, so I hope they don't mind. They haven't raised their hand yet, but I'm going to bring them in. Caller from the 347, you're on the air with Lady Flavor.
Hey, what's up, Lady Flavor? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Long time no talk.
Yes, it has been a long time. I'm so sorry, but it's just been busy working.
I totally understand. I got you. It's not all on you, Teddy. It's on me, too. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell them who you are, Teddy?
Sure. My name is Teddy Bonet. I'm an independent distributor for Market America. Market America is starting a new line of branching out into different genres of business, aside from nutrient and supplement line. They also are starting many other different lines in increasing awareness of health and other issues like makeup and other just so many other different things aside from just what they're starting up now, which is Conquer Entertainment. Conquer Entertainment is a viable place for any kind of independent artists or emerging artists that wants to branch out and doesn't know how, or any kind of artist that's been shelved. You know, this company is providing a means for many people that want to be able to take charge and be in the forefront of their creative juices and everything that they create within their music or, you know, their song, poetry, writing. They have really combined every aspect of really researching many different trends, many different parts of the industry that go with, you know, the professional aspects of mixing, mastering, photography, all the prices that are included in that. I wanted to also leave everybody with some links that I will leave on your site, or you can get back at me on Facebook or email me to find out more or book a one-on-one appointment to get more information. I also have, hopefully he's in on the phone right now, Dr. Richie Callahan.
Is he on the line with you?
No, he said the number that I sent him was wrong. So
347-857-1189.
Right. Let me go and probably, let's say, I'm going to probably add him to a call and merge it, okay? Is that all right?
Okay, so while you're doing that, why don't I just tell them a little bit of history about you and I, if that's okay?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. So Teddy's not new to my world, and, you know, now he's sitting here, you know, talking about being an independent, like, businessman. You know, honestly, Teddy is an artist himself. He's one of the most amazing, thoughtful poets that I have ever met. I met him. I was thinking back, Teddy, man, I want to say maybe it's close to, like, 6 years ago that I first encountered you. Maybe not that far back, but... he's got one of the most beautiful tabletop poetry books I've ever seen, you know, and so that's how I came to know
Hello, I'm
Teddy
so sorry.
Books.
Yes, I joined the call.
Okay. So anyway, this is how I came to know Teddy, was over MySpace and reading his poetry and then being able to experience, you know, receiving a copy and reviewing this for him. So he's much more than what he is saying. But okay, Teddy, who do you have on the line with us right now?
I have my senior partner, Dr. Richie Callahan. He's a very, very big inspiration to me and pushing me along from, you know, like I said, what I was doing in order to, you know, fund my books and everything, the poetry and self-publish. You know, you start to go broke and I needed another way to find a venue to increase, any kind of monetary gain so I can self-publish and go out there and get the editors and the publishers and all of that other type of stuff. But, you know, without a resource behind it or a plan B, then there's really not much you can go on, just hope and faith, you know. But that doesn't pay the bills and that doesn't bring forth any kind of exposure and anything else that you need in all of those things of building a business of book writing. So I joined Market America, and Dr. Richie Callahan is one of my senior partners that has a lot more information. Dr. Richie Callahan, this is...
Yes, I'm sorry, how are you doing
blessing.
Tonight?
Welcome to the show tonight, Richie. I appreciate your willingness to take the time out, I'm sure, of your busy schedule to come on the show and, you know, tell us a bit about Market America and what it is that you do and have to offer.
Sure, thank you so, much for having
tell
me.
Tell us a little... No problem. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Market America? Teddy, you know, touched on it briefly, but since you were the man, you know, you can give us the 411.
Okay. Just to go into it briefly, what Market America is an internet franchising company that gives you the capabilities to make money in a very wide variety of ways, depending on what your, you know, specialty points of interest are. Personally, for myself, I was introduced to the company a little less than 2 years ago, and what got me hooked above and beyond just the wonderful business opportunity that Market America offers is just a wide variety of products and services, and one product in general, the health and nutrition line, mainly OPC3, which is a very powerful antioxidant, I started taking for my allergies. And within taking it two days in a row, my allergies were, you know, virtually symptom-free. So it just, that's something that got me hooked into the business. And that, now that I've been in it a little less than 2 years, just, the company is just doing such wonderful things and growing and expanding. And being around since 1992, having 70 consecutive quarters of growth in this, you know, this time of horrible economy is just really unprecedented to any other company out there in the market. So, and now with the wonderful opportunity that they're bringing to, you know, the music industry with the whole concept of the on label, which Teddy is going to go into, and get to support him tonight. And I know his knowledge of, you know, contract management is, you know, is very in depth. And any other questions that he needs help with, I'll, you know, definitely here to support him. So I'm eager to see what type of questions the audience has tonight for us.
Okay. So just out of curiosity, I don't know, Richie, if you want to answer this or Teddy, how did, like, Market America from being, it sounds like an online, is it an online type store where you can go online and buy these particular items such as health and wellness products. It's an online type store?
It's an online franchise. And
okay.
It's kind of, if you could think of it, kind of like an Amazon.com,
mm-hmm.
but powered by the power of people. So people
is this
have
similar
the ability
to what Amway?
It's different products and services. The industry,
okay.
a lot of people know of Amway back in, that's been around forever. But, that's that's the older style company. This is a brand new company with a totally different business plan. But if you're going to compare it to anything, it's a lot of people would think of an Amway, but it's, kind of an Amazon.com, that people can own themselves, an online franchise.
Right.
So
Okay, it's a one-to-one marketing, which is what I loved about it, which is you grow from person to person. Each person that you come into contact with, you grow because everybody that you know, that you get to be involved with, not only from the products and supplements that they have exclusively through Market America, but also the online shopping web portals that they offer. They offer, now they're offering the Conquer Entertainment line, which is giving everything. I have never seen a company where they are giving people the tools that they need to succeed. Haven't seen anything out there where you have to just, like, when I met you, Flav, it was the dog-eat-dog world in any kind of thing that you're pursuing. And this is a company where they stick behind you with groups, with meetings, with one-on-one calls, with conferences, webinars. So anything that you need to grow where your intern's growing and you become a partner with Conquer Entertainment. As a unlabeled owner for Conquer Entertainment, you have the exclusive rights to your music. You have the exclusive in-charge feeling that you get without a major label coming down on you to tell you to change what you're about to tell you to change, your style, your appearance, your vocabulary, anything that takes away what you are. And it also teaches people, because I read what you were saying earlier on Facebook of how you were speaking to somebody out in Illinois today. And like I said before, you can't lead a horse to water. You know what I mean? You have to let people get the tools that they need to want to learn how to succeed and grow that success for themselves. Not to have something just, how some people feel that they are owed something or something needs to be handed down to them just because they have a certain type of skill. This business has shown me how to properly run and manage a business, so to speak.
Okay.
So what I'm doing now is I'm working from home, and everything that I'm doing also on the end of it is a tax expense, write-off. So I'm learning so many different things. Aside from branching out from just doing right now was the exclusive Market America brands and products. I'm doing also the branching out into the Conquer Entertainment division. And it's a new paradigm shift for the music industry where you see that nobody's buying CDs anymore. Everything is all about music uploads,
digital
the MP3s, the digital artistry, the digital imaging media. There's so much to go into, and it's just like I said, these are things that have to be, and they're going to develop over time because, like I said, it's a each one teach one, where your business grows by the person that you bring into is definitely a quality person and somebody that has that hunger and has that goal and has those drives that you want to make for yourself, So you want to bring in somebody that's also going to have those same kind of qualities. Not somebody who's going to just sit around and wait for you to lead them to the promised land. It doesn't work like that.
Right. And I totally appreciate that. Just before you go a little bit further, I'm just really honestly curious with this Market America versus Conquer Entertainment. So how did Conquer Entertainment come up under Market America, and what is the bridge there? It's so interesting to go from health and wellness and those type of services to be able to purchase online and market online to then creating this entity that help support artists, you know, become more professional, have all the tools at their fingertip to be successful and to get out there and really properly market and manage their careers as an artist. So how does that work for Market America to Conquer Entertainment?
Well, they're a company that has been not reinventing the wheel. They take, and they've seen, and I've seen what they take, exactly what works. From, I guess, starting out 20 years ago with just the OPC3 line of the antioxidant, they've grown into, I guess, a Nutrimetrics line, which is the division that Dr. Richie Callahan is under, for doctors to supply patients, aside from just giving over-the-counter and prescription medicine, a more healthier and holistic way approach to their patients and options. That's one division. They also have a motives division by the CEO's wife, Laura Rittinger. She has developed her own line of makeup, which is now being endorsed by Eva Longoria, Parker, Jay-Z, Beyonce. The gamut goes on to how many people, like when you start reading the Powerline newsletters and everything else like that, that you get when you're a unfranchised owner. It's just remarkable how many strides that they take and how many people that are there, because if you don't make it or the person that you bring in doesn't make it, then you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about everybody making it. It's not about a dog-eat-dog world. I was going into multi-level marketing before I started Market America, and I tried doing Herbalife. Anything that I can do, you know, to hustle, aside from working my other two jobs, to try to get out there and finish my novels and promote things and learn things the way that I need to learn them. And I mean, I spent so much money on just other programs that did not work. I spent so much money on trying to learn things and somebody to teach me how to do something where I came into this business with no money, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had everybody, you know, come to my mom's house, whatever, like that, and we did a product presentation, and, you know, that automatically paid for my membership or whatever else like that and any kind of startup fees and costs. And from then on, this past summer, I've only been doing this like 4 or 5 months. Been rolling, rocking and rolling ever since. So now I'm trying to branch out the Conquer Entertainment line, where is, aside from Market America, making what is working, what is a highly profitable niche in the market, from makeup, from health and wellness, from music, now music. So, yeah, they're going and branching. Yeah.
So is Market America and Conquer Entertainment separate entities, or are they
Market America is the parent company. Conquer Entertainment is like, you know, like one of the companies that are under it. I don't know how to properly word it in business terms. But it is definitely a product of Market America.
If I could just add to what Dee's been saying.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, he's right. Conquer Entertainment is the newest branch of Market America that was launched in February of this year. It's a brand new division, and the reason they went out and started it was they found that just through artists with labels, we're not making money and we're getting cheated out of a lot of their contracts. They saw that. I'm sure you can correct me if this, you know, these facts are wrong, but they found that on average they're getting paid on the high end around 9 cents for a song being sold online, one of their tracks. What they found that a lot of the artists weren't making the money, the labels were making money. So they went out there and they started the concept of the Unlabel. It's only been live since February 2010. It's the ground floor right now. And the great thing about it is artists can put as many songs as they want onto their server, which is Conquer Entertainment. They can drive traffic to that site. And for every download, a download is 99 cents. For every download, the artist makes 50 cents. And then Conquer Entertainment gets the other 50 cents to support the, you know, the website and all the technical things behind Conquer Entertainment. So it's 50 cents right off the bat to every artist. that, you know, opens the Conquer Entertainment account. And a wonderful thing for artists is they own all their music. Conquer Entertainment has no rights to their music at all. So, you know, if the artists want to stop and put their music on other sites and shop their music around, they have all the, you know, they own all their music legally. So this is an extra service, an ancillary service for the artists to get their music out there and, you know, for a very inexpensive cost, be able to make up, you know, 50 cents a download for every song downloaded through Conquer Entertainment.
Right. I think I gave you, Flavor, I sent you an email of the breakdown.
Right.
The breakdown of what it would cost per, what it would cost professionally for mixing and mastering and what it would cost professionally. And it goes into the hundreds and thousands of dollars company, the major labels, really take and don't really explain things to the artist up front and openly and honestly, where they just, you know, are making the artist fooled. And really, by the time that you get to it, and definitely we're going to book another webinar to show you exactly, you know, some of the things that Conquer Entertainment is putting out there and bringing the truth to the light of how you can start out there and get a advance for about at least $500,000 before your album comes out as an artist. And then you go into all of the professional services that you get, the makeup, the wardrobe, the setting, the video making, all of that other stuff, and wind up seeing how many artists end up still being broke.
Right.
Because,
so,
you know, we're not taught the business aspect of how to take care of everything that they need to do on their own. They will always let somebody else take care of it for them.
And I think that artists honestly do need to understand the business aspect of what they are as a marketable product. But I do think that artists are so out there being, you know, creative and this and that, they don't want to deal with the business end, and so they would prefer for it, you know, to be turned over to somebody else to handle in their behalf that hopefully they can trust is handling it, honestly, in their behalf. That's one of the struggles that I have in working with artists and, you know, getting them focused. And that's one of the things that Teddy saw me online dealing with today. It's like, you know, okay, you want me to create this form for you, and I have the tools to do it, but you need to help me out, and you're not. You know,
right.
And several artists have promised to create a intro for a particular show that I've created for them, and, you know, here 3 months later, it's not happened. And so one of the things that I'm finding is that, honestly, as much as I would love to say that they're business-minded, many of them just aren't, and I'm not sure whether any of them are or if all of them can really grasp, you know, the responsibility and the tools that they need. Because whether you have somebody, you know, working the business aspect for you or not, I think you need to understand it. So when Teddy approached me with this information, you know, about Conquer Entertainment and everything, you know, it is intriguing to me and all as to what it really looks like. So we do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if they're wanting to be brought in. The caller from the 678 area code, if you're interested in coming on the air with Lady Flava, Teddy, and Dr. Richie Callahan from Conquer Entertainment, just press 1, and I'll definitely bring you in. If not, you can definitely listen online, no problem. So if there's any other callers that want to call in and ask questions, this would be a great time, especially if you are a recording artist. Or now, Teddy, is this open to any type of artistry, or is it just
definitely
me?
They have, I mean, if you go to mamyworld.com, you can see that is just where the music download, that's the Market American Music Download, takes place. And they have every genre from country to rock to R&B to blues to rap. And this is something that's open to everybody that really want to pursue their career with making the next step and being in charge of their career.
So this would also be open to the literary community, like you're a part of, and visual artistry and things like that?
As far as I know now, Conquer Entertainment is just applied basically for music.
For recording,
as
okay.
Well, any other artists, like you know, regular artists or literary artists, or they're not. I haven't seen anything open in that field yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're definitely going to work on it. But right now they're doing
right.
One thing at a time, and they're doing it pretty well.
Okay. So then, Teddy, why don't you tell me this? Okay, I was just reading in the chat room. I don't know if, TC, if you're wanting to call in and chime in on this conversation. The number is 347-857-1189. One of the things that maybe you could clear up is if for you, Teddy, you are a franchise, correct, of Concord Entertainment?
Okay, I'm franchise owner.
Let
me explain that a little bit.
What does that actually Why don't you explain what that actually entails? Are you wanting to find artists to take up under, you know, and you work with them?
Exactly.
Is that?
It's also showing them and teaching them the tools of how to use what they're already doing, and probably not getting paid for. To show them how to start making money for themselves. Without even coming out with the big expenses and costs. Just to go out there and start promoting their music the same way that they're promoting it, but to find a way to get paid, just the same way that Google has AdSense and AdWords and everything else like that. Once you start pushing and then somebody downloads from your web portal as a Conquer Entertainment Unlabel owner, you definitely start earning money right away for every download. Once you take it to the next step where you want to start doing any kind of services, you know, as a distributor, unlabeled distributor owner, you get into your production course, your engineering course, your photography, your video, your web design. And I'm sure, you know, like I said, there's a definite niche for if you want to do maybe like an e-book or, I mean, not an e-book, a reading or literary CD of your book, or I'm sure that there are so many other different things that I have not, you know, really touched on, but they always have meetings and seminars and, like, they just invite people to come and learn.
So is this on West Coast, is this the East Coast business?
No, it's going soon worldwide. They just branched out into, Richie, I think it was Japan, Philippines, Australia,
Hong Kong, Taiwan, Canada, and coast to coast in the United States right now.
So when they have these seminars, I know you said web seminars, so that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to attend. You just have to have the capability to log on. In some cases.
But in other cases, if you're going to, and what they actually teach you, and that's what I've learned, if you don't invest in yourself, then how do you expect somebody else to invest in you? And what I've been doing and finding other people, meetings, and I'm actually talking to somebody in the Philippines now who's like a costume jewelry designer or whatever else like that. And I just told him that he just branched out, and I'm trying to find him places and other partners of Market America to handle, you know, any kind of business that he might need or services or information, you know, people that are in his area. So that's what I'm also here for, to network where you're at and to log into my back office and plug in your zip code and find somebody in somewhere in your area and get you connected.
So I'm still trying to, like, in a sense, visualize. I think I need a flow chart or something here.
Yeah, it does.
It
took me about a good three or four times to see the business plan, you know, to really, like, it's for real. Like, you know, it took me a good three or four times. But then once you get it and then you say, oh, this makes so much sense, you know, because it's a lot of terminology and a lot of jargon.
Right.
And so that's
right.
what basically,
which,
you know.
Which
it,
I'm
and
not
it,
good at. I'm just like, you know, Flava, this is what you need to do. This is where you need to be, and
mm-hmm.
have your pencil and pen ready, and, you know, you'll get it. I'll hold your hand, and, you know, I'll show you where to get the
And that's what's built Market America so big. So it's been a, like a patented system that they have, a training program that they put into mm-hmm. place where, you know, it's like you said, what I mentioned, wanted to mention earlier is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You're accountable for everybody that you, you know, invest in. You're accountable for the people and the work that you have to do. You're accountable for the sales that you have to make. You know, there's no
right.
more of putting off to another person. There's no more of paying somebody else to take care of your job for you. You know, you
right.
have to do your own networking. You have to do your own marketing. You have to do your own emails. You have to do your own, you know what I mean? So it's you know what I mean? It's
uh-huh.
a place where I've learned so much and become so empowered. You know what I mean? But it's also where it's not a hidden secret society. You know, this is stuff that is meant to branch out, meant to go on, and meant to bring other people in and show them a different way of how to do something.
So you're the franchise owner of your business.
Unfranchised owner. Now, let me go back into that. I just went off on a tangent. I'm sorry. Okay, an unfranchised owner.
I'm just wanting to understand, okay, so you're like the boss of your particular franchise, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
What
but unfranchised
is
different,
Flava?
Which is why they call it that, is because I'm not...
Oh, unfranchised? You're actually saying unfranchised?
Unfranchised owner.
Okay. Unfranchised owner.
Unfranchised is a place like McDonald's, Burger King, Subway,
okay.
A store, you know, brick and
okay.
mortar store that you have to go to physically every day, that you have to go and
right.
you know, unlock the door, clean out the register, take the till, put in a bank deposit, do this, do that. An unfranchised owner where they have taken, and I think I sent you another link on the business and explained
mm-hmm.
how Market America took a little niche market from every decade of a marketing system that came about, as in network marketing, one-to-one marketing, social networking. Everything that has taken place every decade, they took a piece from each one of these and like the franchise, and took a piece of that where you can plug in and work from home and definitely do not – the costs are so much more minimal. And then, you know, you have to pay somebody to clean the bathroom, have to pay somebody to fix your sidewalk. You know what I mean? So that's why it's
mm-hmm.
called an unfranchised business.
Before you go any further, Teddy, I do want to bring another caller in. And
sure.
He's with me on most of my shows. He is a recording artist out of Detroit, so let me just click on his link. All right, John, you're on the air with me, Lady Flava, and Teddy and Dr. Richie Callahan from Conquer Entertainment and Market America.
Hey, Lady Flava. Hello, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
So, John, have you heard any of what they were talking about in regards to Conquer Entertainment?
No, unfortunately, I just tuned in. What did I miss?
Okay, so Teddy, if you could just give him a brief rundown.
It's just a lot of information, but it's definitely a lot of information that has to be broken down in parts. This is just basically a little tidbit of breaking into any kind of questions that Lady Flava has of the information I sent her about Conquer Entertainment and providing artists with developing a new way of being and taking charge and being sole owner and proprietor of their music that they create and make. And, you know, Market America, the parent company, is providing a means to a way to make it happen through many other different things that you would go through a record company.
Hmm.
So it appears, John, that they have these different tools and webinars and stuff that they provide artists, and having a better understanding, kind of, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, not being educated in, you know, the arena of being an artist and the business part of what it takes to be a successful artist. So from what it sounds like, from what Teddy is explaining, is that Conquer Entertainment. I want to call, he's called it unfranchised. He's an unfranchised owner, and that he then brings artists up under him to give, to provide them the tools to be able to be successful, to be able to be accountable, to invest in themselves, to invest in the success of who they are as an artist. Am I explaining that correctly, Teddy?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. So now, Teddy, we could get back into this. So you're the unfranchised owner of your particular business. And,
yes,
and explain to me what that really, really looks like. You know, so you're not a recording artist. You know, you're,
no, I'm definitely
you're
not.
Literary. you're a literary artist. So what does that look, what does that mean for Teddy Bonet, you know, in New York to be an unfranchised owner of Conquer Entertainment?
Okay, an unfranchised owner of Conquer Entertainment means for me, I'm able to reach out all the way over to where you are in Seattle and any other state through internet, phone, any other, kind of way of contacting people, Facebook, social media, of providing information and providing a way for people to find a way to service or get services that they need to promote their music, to promote their genre of music, to promote globally, to promote their videos, mixing, mastering of everything. There's just a lot of different other things. What that means for me is that I am on the go, so I can reach my office and reach people without sitting at a desk all day.
Okay. Y'all just gonna kill me for this because I'm like a very visual person. I really just kind of want to understand. So,
okay.
For instance, if Lady Flava says I want to record, I want to become a recording artist, Teddy, and I want to come up under you. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are you like managing me and giving me the tools? What does that mean?
Well, what I'm gonna show you how to do is definitely explain to you all of the tools that there are available for you to not manage you. No, you manage yourself.
Right.
But definitely, I'm definitely responsible for providing you with the utmost of care and attention and guiding you by the hand, so to speak, of everything that you need to do to learn how to make it for yourself as an artist.
So let me ask you this, Teddy. What makes your service an essential service? What makes your service necessary? If you are not management, then you're providing people with tools, so you're somewhat of a workshop. Are you management? Are you, you said you're not management.
I can be a manager if I can be a, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can be a manager of artists if I wanted to. But basically what I'm doing right now while I'm still learning and still growing is just examining ways to get people to see a different side of how to break out into business rather than mainstream artists that, you know, they have the radio, they have so many other different venues and things that they can do out there. This is a different way for them to invest in learning how to financially be more stable, take care of their finances better, how to create more income for themselves, how to network, how to it is, for me, the level that I'm at, it is definitely teaching somebody how to do the things that they would love to do, but they're not getting a break.
So then what it is that you're honestly providing is somebody comes up under you and they pay some type of money to invest correct, to get the information.
Right.
And so then...
No, it's for, not even for information. It's for your own...
someone noticed me passing me.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, it's for your own back office. It's for your own... tools that you need to have uploading, downloading. It's my turn to see.
So I guess that if I'm understanding correctly, so you have paid some form of money to become a part of Conquer Entertainment and Market America, correct?
Say it again, Lady Flame, because somebody's breaking up in the background.
So you have paid money to become this unfranchised owner of a part of Market America and Concord Entertainment, correct?
No. As I said before, no, I didn't really pay any money. What I did was I came as an unfranchised owner from Market America. I'm branching out into Concord Entertainment. And what I did was... I had sold some products of health and nutritional supplements, and then that gave me what I should do for membership.
So then, but to be a part of Conquer Entertainment, you need to pay some money to become a part of that, correct?
Correct.
I mean, there's got to be some exchange of money somewhere for this to be working for people to be pushing it, I imagine, you know, because we're using the terms of, you know, investing in ourselves. And when
exactly.
I think of investing in myself...
And I mean, like I said, the cost, and I don't know what exactly the rights that I have to, you know, divulge. But, I mean, I paid a little over $120 for membership. So it was something that was reasonable for me and very feasible. So, I mean, it was...
Okay.
You know, it was a definite investment, as opposed to, like I said, trying other companies and other things that I needed to make extra money and getting suckered.
So then when you bring somebody up under you, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring somebody up under you,
mm-hmm.
then that person is also paying to obtain the resource information that you have, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just trying to understand the steps and the dynamics of it. So basically, instead of an artist going out there such as John and doing the hard work himself and going out there and connecting, you know, with the mixer and master to, you know, the digital distributor and you know, graphic designers and all of this
mm-hmm.
on his own. The benefit to getting involved with Conquer Entertainment is you're like a one-stop shop. You guys already have the information.
Correct. The information, the tools, and the everything already set up, the studios, wherever you're at. So they're definitely branching out, and they're definitely going to the state. You know, so like I said, they're able to plug in people that are, you know,
yeah.
in every state by now.
So, for instance, if I say, okay, you know, Teddy, I really, really, you know, want to record.
Mm-hmm.
We all know I can't sing. Well, y'all don't know, but, you know, I just imagine I can't sing. But I say, okay, I really want to, you know, record this album, you know, I'm in Seattle, Washington. So then I would like contact you and you would like say, okay, we got a recording studio, Woodshed Studios, you know, that you can go and record because they're part of our team. Is that like what it is?
Correct.
For like Kryptonian Photos as a photographer and graphic designer that works with Flava News. So you would say, you know, okay, I got a graphic designer that can create your CD cover to, you know, take your publicity photos. So, you know, I've got, you know, contact Raynell at Kryptonian mm-hmm. Photos. So it's something like that, correct?
Correct. And they have, their own people. You know what I mean? So in every state that they, you do like live in or whatever else like that, they do have, you know, a definite place for it. In every major city, they're starting to build in every major city a place where these artists and every artist can go to get these services and everything else is done. But the main part is that, like I said, you have to see the PowerPoint presentation in order to get it at least 3 times in order to understand it. And I definitely have to, you know, like I said, make a way for you to either post it or let other people get access to it and send you those links. Because unless you're able to break it down and take notes, and it's just like it's sitting at home in your own seminar, you won't be able to comprehend and grasp it. Because you can't jump from A to Z. You have to definitely work the same way that just a regular artist with a record label, record company has to, you know, jump and go to the manager or jump to the street team or anything else like that they have in place to do. It's a more close-knit system, so you'll have more tools readily available for you.
Okay, so basically go ahead, John.
No, that's fine. I'm still a bit confused as to what the general topic was.
Okay.
Well, Teddy had contacted me. Teddy and I have a long history going years back because he is a published poet. And he had contacted me because he had become affiliated with this company, Market America, that has now branched out to having an entertainment sister company or whatever it's called, which is called Concord Entertainment. And so he forwarded me some information on what it is that Concord Entertainment can and will provide to independent artists so that they can stay independent versus trying to sign on with a record label, mainstream record label. So they maintain the rights of their music. They make more money as far as when it comes to digital downloads than, you know, being up under somebody else's thumb. What I'm hearing right now is that they have the capability of, you know, being like a one-stop shop for independent artists where you don't have to go do the research and the legwork to find all the resources and tools that you need to be successful as an artist. They can provide you this information. And from what I'm understanding, if I'm correct, Teddy, so you are paying. Is this a one-time fee that you pay to get this? These resources and information, or is it a monthly thing that you pay, or?
It's a one-time fee that I pay for membership and a monthly fee to keep my back office, my website, that is provided under Concord Entertainment and Market America, which is like $20, $30 a month. And it breaks down to the penny of everything that you need to have as far as, you know, other things that you do readily and steadily now on Facebook and Twitter and other things like that. It gives you more of a platform to stand on with understanding the nickel and dime of how and where your money is going and what you should best invest in. You know, your production, your mixing, blending, or, you know, videos or marketing or distribution costs. Once you get your own web portal, your own website or anything else like that, you can link it to so many other different places where you can get, you know, all your followers and increase and grow and get, you know, many more followers to buy those make you money while you're
I'm still looking at the pyramid of this, okay? I'm trying to create my little visual here, so please, bear with me. So, okay, so if I say, again, Lady Flava wants to become a recording artist, Teddy, I want to come up under you. I pay, to get the tools and information from you. And then I say, you know what? John wants this information too. So, John, you come up under me and you pay. I give you these tools. then Teddy and I get paid off of what you paid to... Am I correct? Because this is like a pyramid, correct?
It's not... It's, what do they call it? Vertical marketing.
Okay.
They call it, it's called part of vertical marketing, but it's also bringing in somebody that you form your own little family unit, and you definitely form a stable base at the bottom, from the top to the bottom of your business and in yourself, because everybody else that you are affiliated with, your friends and people that buy your downloads, your fan base, are all going to, you know, buy from your portal and pay either what, like Dr. Richie Callahan said, you know, either 50 cents to 99 cents per download, which goes into your pocket.
So I'm going to hopefully throw a twist into all of this. I'm hoping this person's going to be willing to talk. But we have somebody who's on the line who's just been listening, and you know, I'm going to put him on the spot just to see if he'll talk. But he is actually from an independent record label.
Okay.
So, Josh, are you willing to come on the air and talk?
Sure.
Okay. So, have you been hearing what they're talking about in regards to Conquer Entertainment?
Yeah, a little bit. Can you guys hear me? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
I can hear you.
Okay,
hey,
great.
Hey.
So just to introduce everybody, this is Josh from Lynx Records here in the Tacoma, Washington area. And, you know, so maybe, Josh, you can tell a little bit about Lynx Records to them. And I just would really be interested to see the differences and dynamics of the way that you would think versus, you know, the representatives of Conquer Entertainment.
Well, sure. Well, I've been listening for a little bit, and I can see the value in, you know, building your fan base and, you know, building a strong team and all that. But I work for Lynx Records. I'm the VP of Operations for Lynx Records, so I have my hand in a lot of things, actually most everything. and we're an indie label out of Tacoma, Seattle. And we actually market ourselves throughout the country. So is there a specific question that you'd like me to answer, Lady Flava, or?
I just, if I'm understanding what Conquered Entertainment is that they're kind of like a one-stop shop for an independent artist to help them maintain staying independent and control of their own destiny and capabilities as an artist, so that they don't feel that they necessarily need to go and sign on with a record label or whatever. They maintain the ownership of, and rights to their music and everything. So they provide all the information where no matter where you are basically in the world, they're growing globally, anywhere in the world, especially from coast to coast here in the United States, with the tools and resources of any aspect of what a recording artist would need to be successful and have an understanding of the business aspect of what it is that they would need. So what are your thoughts on this, Josh, and especially since you are part of an independent record label yourself?
Well, I like the idea of, you know, of gathering the people and having the resources to, you know, get your questions answered, you know, in a timely fashion. That's always good. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a bit confused about the vertical or pyramid marketing part of it, but we can come back to that later. As far as what we do versus, Concord Entertainment?
Conquer Entertainment,
Conquer Entertainment, excuse me.
Yes.
it's kind of hard to say because, you know, I'm a bit ignorant about that. The way we kind of go about our business is, you know, the only way a traditional record label is going to get that information through marketing yourself and making business contacts in kind of the real world. You know, people that actually work for record labels, you know, the A&R reps, you know, a lot of times our contact is with the, like, the secretaries of the A&R reps, you know, and so I kind of value the traditional way of doing things a little bit more than just kind of having a one-stop shop for everything, specifically because there's not one person in this world that knows everything about everything. And so I personally would rather go to an expert, you know, that is an expert in their field, you know, that has a depth of knowledge, you know, in the specific topic we're talking about, rather than go to somebody who knows who their depth of knowledge is fairly shallow. You know, they kind of understand maybe the terms and concepts, but, you know, maybe doesn't understand how to actually put that to use in the real world. And again, I don't want to speak down on the Conquer Entertainment because, again, I don't know a whole bunch about it. But as far as the way we operate, I like dealing with experts in their chosen fields because I feel like the information that I gather from them is going to be more specific to what I need it for, rather than having something that's pretty broad that might not have the information that I need. And if you don't know the specifics about the topic you're talking about, you can mislead the people that are putting the money and all the time into it, and it might not be as effective. So that's kind of my initial thoughts.
I totally agree with you. Like I said, I'm just totally trying to get out there a different aspect of something else that's emerging and that's out there. And also, like I said, definitely to show or give a web link and some more information so other people can do their own research. Like I never, you know what I mean? I don't claim to know it all, and I don't really, you know what I mean? Definitely am not the best in this. So it's definitely, like I said, what I do is I turnkey people to, like I said, if they need knowledge or need something or stuck somewhere, then that's what I do, and I just redirect them in a place where, like I said, I just definitely wanted to join the Flavor Show tonight to give another maybe avenue for somebody who will consider it and somebody who will, you know, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely can appreciate that.
I am an indie artist from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to you earlier, Teddy, and, you know, trying to understand what you were saying.
Right, correct.
And from what I gather, what you're doing seems no different than what I did, with the exception of you have a team of people who pretty much put this information together out there to teach someone how to better market themselves. Am I correct?
No, it's not only marketing.
Okay, well, it's not only marketing.
Right, yes.
My question to you was, why would I personally, now this is not, you know, secondhand, I personally make my music, I did my music, I went out there and networked to people, I was heard, someone took an interest, I got associated with BCO Media, and things pretty much progressed from there. There wasn't a I'll pay this guy to do this while he pays that guy to. There wasn't that part of the process for me. My music was enough to get the interest, and my catalog was enough to keep the interest, and we built from there. With the right team and the right management and whatever, that's all part of the process. So I guess I'm a bit confused as to what service you provide, because I am an artist. I'm an active, working artist, and I don't understand. I must have missed something, perhaps.
but I don't understand what service it is that you are providing an artist that he couldn't do for himself.
Well, what I mentioned earlier in the beginning was that the Concord Entertainment Unlabel, from everything that I've gathered and talked about, it's changing how artists can also get paid for doing and marketing themselves and putting their music out there for downloads and learning a different way of how to definitely put more money in their pockets while struggling and starting to get out there.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So digital media.
I see the value in that. I have a question though. Is this more for artists that are just kind of starting out that might not know where to turn?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, then that makes sense. I mean, if you have a kind of a book or a Rolodex of people that you know are kind of at the top of their game that know what they're doing, and you know, you refer them to the people that kind of are experts in their field. You know, especially if you're starting out as an artist, I can definitely see the value in that. As an artist myself, when I first started out, I didn't really know where to start even looking, really.
Right.
Entertainment.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just kind of thinking and trying to absorb, you know, what you're saying. And so this is more for the artists that are just starting out, that really don't know how to market themselves, that really don't have a team together that's actually going to market said artist, you know, that way. So, I mean, is
right.
that kind of the direction you're going?
It is, and it teaches the artist how to be more in the forefront of marketing themselves and being more a go-getter, you know what I mean, as far as what we were discussing earlier with Flavor and some of the things that she was dealing with and, you know, trying to bring people to do things that they promised that they would do or
yeah.
being too lax and complacent in their, you know, their own lives or whatever the case may be. Like I was explaining in the beginning part of the show that, you know, Concord Entertainment will show and help guide and mold people to become and learn the successful mind state of being their own entrepreneur and becoming one.
So I'm just going to just say, there's two other callers on the line. They have not pressed one to raise their hands. And I just want to put it out there to the caller from the ATL and to the caller from Connecticut. If you're interested in coming on the line and speaking, you know, with Josh from Lynx Records or with Teddy and Dr. Richie Callahan from Conquer Entertainment, please just press one. I don't want to put you on the spot, so we'll leave you in queue until you press one. But if you're interested, you are more than welcome in joining the conversation and asking any questions that you might have. So if there's any other callers listening live or in the chat room, and you'd like to call in and join in on this conversation, the number is 347-857-1189. Teddy, I hope that you don't feel like you're being just put on the spot. It's just
definitely, because like I said, remember I was just today on Facebook. Uh-huh. You know, you definitely got to grow a thicker skin and not let things like that, you know, just to know, like, for myself, I know what I'm trying to do, and I've always been out there trying to, you know, help people. And if I can't, you know, provide a service, I can provide information.
Right.
And that's basically, you know, my purpose for being here today is just definitely, like I said, for anybody that's, you know, an existing artist or emerging artist or somebody who's just caught in a slump, you know, to that wants to figure out and find out ways, you know, there's a plethora of tools and resources available, you know, and it's not even things that you have to pay for, you know what I mean? It's definitely being more.
But you do have to pay because you have.
Right.
But you have to pay to join, and you have to pay a monthly fee to continue to keep it open and operating. So you
right,
do
but
have to pay for it.
Sure, that's as far as Conquer Entertainment is what is, you know, that's what
right.
their thing is. But as far as what I'm explaining for information and resources on how to accomplish the things that you need to do, like my whole point of discussing and bringing about another venue, which is Conquer Entertainment, is
mm-hmm.
to provide an information link to people. And that's basically about it, you know, to provide them to the PDFs or to the webinars or get them to a seminar or anything else that's happening around in their area.
Okay.
Well, Lady Flavor, everyone, it was an honor. Lady Flavor, you know I'm a man on a mission. I'm moments away from completion, so I have to bid you a fair adieu.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
God bless.
All right, darling. All right, we've got another caller on the line. Caller from the 425-216 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava and Josh from Lynx Records and with Teddy and Richie from Conquer Entertainment.
Good evening, everyone. It's just TC. First, I actually had to make a bullet list for this one. And first off, I need to start with what I know and a question. Teddy, how long have you been part of Conquer?
Not that long. Like I said earlier, I've been doing this for about a good 6 months or so. So this is just information, like I said, of what I've been exchanging online and what I'm finding out and what I'm sharing.
Mm-hmm. You've been part of Conquer for 6 months?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay. Congratulations. Overall, it's not a bad thing. You have to, for everyone else in the room, you have to know what you're looking at.
Exactly, of course.
I understand as an artist, it's in your best interest to be like a machine gun at some point, getting people to notice you. The downside of being a machine gun is you miss more than you hit. That's a fact. But repetition is everything. Market America and Conquer is competitive to Amway and Quickstar, but on a different scale. I understand and acknowledge that. Me, for one, I'm not into downlines. It's just my age, my understanding, and I'm on a different capital stretch. Market America is definitely a system that requires building a downline and creates a pyramid that will eventually become top-heavy. Conquer is a tool to begin affecting a newcomer to the market and a younger audience because of digital downloads. I got that as well. Conquer will definitely work for someone that has arrived at a level of success that can afford to branch into a more speculative market that requires alternative marketing tools and sales, for example. If the band with T-Grade decided to reband together and market new material, Conquer Music would be great for them. For a new starting artist, it's all uphill. They're pushing uphill. It's the same as if they were busking on a corner, playing their music, and having people throw money into the guitar case. It's all uphill. But like I said in the beginning, the machine gun is what you got. It's what you use. Just in closing, everything has its place, and every opportunity has its upside, even if it's not good for you. I wish you a lot of luck with pushing forward and Conquer, but it's a tough one. So how much success have you really had in the last 180 days?
As far as, like I said, being a part of Market America or Conquer?
No.
How much success? In Market America, I'm having Conquer America, Conquer Entertainment, I've just started. So, like I said, I'm just passing along information. Lamont America, I'm having pretty much a success where I'm able to get back on my feet and finish publishing and doing the things that I set out to do, which was to make capital, you know, to increase my.
I've allowed you to set the parameter of what you consider success.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, how much success have you had in the last 180 days?
In the last 180 days, let's say about 5,000 in sales, and that's under their product. About 5,000 in sales.
How many?
5,000 in sales.
So 180 days, you had 5,000 sales of your audio product?
No. This is not audio. This is why I explained.
Video?
Independent distributor for Market America, which is the product lines and services, health and nutrition line, as well as their online web portal, which has been also I branched out in the past 6 months.
Okay.
So within, like I said, I'm doing pretty good with Market America and the online web portal and their products and presentations of products of sales and everything else like that. I'm branching out now into the concept entertainment, but I'm, like I said, just passing along information towards. That's all.
Okay, my original question for you before you do your commercial again is super simple here.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with Concord Entertainment, portion of Market America, for 180 days. Got that. I don't care how long you've been with Market America. That's fine. That works, and I know it does, and I know what effort it takes to do that. I applaud you for, in an economic downturn cycle, finding ways to put money in your pocket. It's better than going out and being a stick-up kid. Moving on. I want to talk about the last 180 days. You said 5,000 sales. When you tell us who are artists, hang on and listen to the question. When you tell us artists that you have 5,000 sales in 180 days, we as artists are thinking entertainment.
Right.
Now, however you quantify this, I'm going to respond to what you say. So I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I haven't made any sales in Concord Entertainment. What I'm doing right now, like I said, I've made sales with Market America, but I have not made any sales. Right now I'm learning the business and I'm turning information. I have not made any sales with Concord Entertainment. And I've stated that, you know, since the beginning of the show.
You're banging the drum. You're banging the drum and building.
I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
So I'll jump in. So I guess what TC's wanting to know, I think it's clear to us that your moneymaker right now is Market America, and you know, having your online, you know, portal or whatever you call it in regards to selling the health and wellness products and this and that. You know, so the concern with so totally understand you doing that part to make ends meet for you to further, you know, your career in the literary community and all of that. But, you know, when it comes to Flava News, and which is I know why you wanted to call into the show tonight and share about Conquer Entertainment is that's what I'm about. I'm about supporting independent underground artists. So I guess, you know, what TC's wanting is like, okay, let's cut out the Market America part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on the Concord Entertainment part of it. And, you know, I don't know whether Dr. Ritchie is still on the line with us or not.
No,
maybe he can speak more. Oh, he dropped off?
Yeah, he had to get off the phone. He said thank you.
Okay.
And like I explained, as far as just learning, it's a lot to learn, and that's all I've been doing. So whatever information I've given to you and you know, other people and stuff like that, it's nothing that, like I said, it's for them to take the information and evaluate it for themselves. And that's, you know, even you had to take the information and read it over and over and
right.
You know. And so, I mean, that's all I've been doing. Like I said, I worked, you know, other jobs and everything else like that. So it's not a much, you know, how many
right.
hours in a day do you have?
So basically, you know, you are still new.
This is TC. Here
okay.
I come again. All right. I've listened to you from 47 to, I'm not sure what time it is right now. I've listened to you from, because I'm tuned into the store like 44, 45. And I've listened completely to you. And I withheld judgment so that I could really tune in and understand.
Okay.
Your entire conversation has been about this works. This is the way. Follow me. All right, got you. Appreciate your offer. But your duplicity comes from the fact that you held back the Market America concept and the fact that it does turn into a pyramid scheme, which is someone's choice. They need to make that. I know that network marketing does work if done properly.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't do it properly, so it doesn't work, so that's why they complain.
Right.
Okay, and this is why I typed on the screen, inspect what you expect. Now, the conquer side of Market America is focused toward two segments of the population. It's focused toward an internet-savvy portion of the community that wants to get those digital downloads, those Netflix, those independent artists, those mainstream artists at a reduced cost and at a new opportunity and opening. This is what Prince did a decade ago when he left Warner Brothers and was in a constant fight with them. He opened his own website, did his own music, marketed his own everything through his own website. iTunes, Microsoft, Market America, Amazon.com are all now making a major shift. As we know, iTunes has been there for at least 7 years and publicly six. Microsoft has been in and out and is making a firm commitment to it now. With Market America and Amway-type businesses coming to this, you're going to see an instant 27% bump at the minimum over a two-year period in this market because it's going to affect the extremely right liberal, I'm not right liberals, but the extremely right conservatives and a vast Christian audience that doesn't focus on mainstream America at all. So I got all of that. My only opening salvo and question to you is, where do you see your break-even point with Conquer Entertainment?
Explain it. Say it one more time. Where do I see?
Where is your break? Where is your personal break-even point with Conquer for you? How far out is that? The amount of money you put into it to get back to zero, where is it at?
I haven't reached there yet. I mean, I haven't put really anything much into it exactly. Just like I said, spending extra $20-$30 a month for my online web portal.
Okay, $30 a month. $30 a month for a year is $360.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 years is $720.
Right.
For 4 years, you're at $1,440. Where's your break-even point?
Well, I gave myself a year to try it and make it work. If not, then I'm going to stick back with Market America. So that's exactly like my standpoint is a year.
Can I jump in?
So you're saying this
yeah.
is teaching you. You're saying that for you, a 12-month investment of $360 on a monthly basis to conquer is the amount of time that you expect to hit a zero point before you hit the ejector switch?
Well, as far as me learning and training myself and learning and getting other people to help, you know, train me and go to meetings and stuff like that, that's you know, exactly where I'm at right now.
And there's a cost attached to it too as well, right?
Say it again?
There's a cost attached to attending meetings. There's a cost attached to the training. There's a cost attached to the learning.
Yes, there is.
Okay. What are those numbers for you?
So basically, in a sense, it could be looked at as like going to school in a sense. I mean, even if it financially doesn't work out for you, Teddy, it could, you know, business-wise, in a sense, work out for you just from the knowledge that you've gained in participating for a year. Correct?
Exactly. Correct.
So Josh, you wanted to jump in right quick?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to jump on Teddy, and TC, I agree 100% with everything you said, and I think you make some great points. You're right on point. I don't want to jump on Teddy, but we provide Lynx Records, and anybody worth their salt is going to provide the same services for free that you're trying to sell. Because anybody who hooks up with Lynx Records has to know what they're talking about, so they have to sit down and listen to us work. They have to know the industry. It's on-the-job training, basically. You know, through us, for example, there's a really good band that we work with who did us a favor and actually played at Senator Pam Roach's fundraiser. I know the senator and some political figures, and so I was doing her a favor. They did us, so on and so forth. So, you know, we hooked them up with an entertainment company in Atlanta for free because we want to see them do better for themselves. Now, we're not going to charge them for that. They're not signed to us, but karma says that we need to do right for our people, you know. And whether it's Lady Flava, who I've met once, and we've talked on, you know, Facebook a couple times, and I've done this roundtable, you know, if she's got any questions for me, I'm an open book. She knows that I'm a resource that, you know, she can call if she needs to, you know. Same thing with her and TC. I'm sure that TC doesn't bill her for the hours, you know. So what you're offering people to pay for is something that I believe that good people and good companies that prosper, they should be doing for free. So I kind of have an issue with that simply because, you know, like I said, if you're competing with me, you know, or Tyrone, who's the CEO of the company, so if I have questions, I go ask him because he's a man, you know. I don't know everything, you know, but, you know, I'm going to give those services away for free. So you're competing with me and Tyrone and Johnny and the rest of our crew. You know, we've actually been there. We've actually talked to the record labels. We actually have talked to the club owners and the promoters and the companies that just do bookings, who do nothing but bookings. You know, and you have to be down with a record label and have to have that contract signed before they'll even, you know, take your calls, basically. You know, we've got those contacts lined up already. So when we have something, you know, of substance to promote, boom, we can call them and we've already got a rapport going on. You know, I would have a hard time paying $360 this year, you know, paying you, and you don't really have any experience in the business. Like, you've never really done anything. And I don't mean to say that as a slight, because I can appreciate your entrepreneurship, you know, the fact that you're out there and you're doing it and you want to make this, you know, the thing to do or your thing. I can totally understand that and I respect it. But on the business level, it doesn't really make sense to me. And if it, you know, and if it doesn't make dollars, it don't make sense, right?
Correct, of course.
So I guess that Josh has a point, Teddy, and maybe that's why I kept trying to ask you, you know, questions over and over, just so that I can clearly understand. Because, for instance, in me being Lady Flava, in the years that I've been supporting artists, you know, I do have all kinds of resources at my fingertips, whether it'd be like Josh says, if I have a question, you know, I can contact Josh or Johnny or Tyrone at Lynx Records and ask them, you know, something. You know, I'm closely connected to Righteous Media, music media out there in New York, you know, with Miles Anthony, who's got a very, very successful, you know, recording artist that he deals with, and, you know, and he has told me anything that I need and information that I need to learn and grow and understanding this, that he's willing to help me with that. Or, you know, TC is one of my mentors, and so, you know, the way he talks to you, he talks to me too. He doesn't sugarcoat things. He keeps it hard, and he just makes me have to think and keep it real. It's not about, you know, having a whole lot of dialogue. When he asks me a question, he wants the answer. You know, he doesn't want a bunch of fluff. So I guess I say that, like, you know, I do, you know, through Flava News, I have resources at my fingertips to recording artists, I mean, excuse me, to recording studios, producers, photographers, graphic designers, you know, and all of those type of things that I have provided to artists, you know, across the globe at no cost at this point, you know. So, so I guess the question would be, like Josh is saying, if you are chosen to be signed by Lynx Records, and you're an amazing artist, and they pick you up like Vox or Tap Tap or, you know, whomever. They, you know, Vox and Tap Tap aren't paying Lynx Records for their services. Lynx Records is basically like saying, you know, come into the studio, record, and we do the rest of the work. When somebody comes to me and says, Flava, you know, what's the recording studio that you work with here in Seattle? You know, I'll tell them it's Woodshed Studios and give them the number. So what would the benefit be, in a sense, to come to Conquer Entertainment to get the information that a Flava News or a Lynx Records could provide an artist? Are you still there?
Hello? Are you there?
Are you there, Teddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so
can you hear me?
did you hear my question?
Oh, yes. I totally agree. I totally understand.
Because it would be, I totally get the fact that it's kind of like a one-stop shopping place, that instead of you having an artist having to do the hard legwork to go find those resources out there, that, you know, you could come and join and be a part of Concord Entertainment, and they already have those resources available. But, you know, in the end, too, one of the things that we say, you know, one of the things that TC and I will talk about with artists is, you know, doing your research and knowing who it is that you are, you know, who you're working with. So I would honestly say that if you were to say, you know, hey, Flava, you know, I got a recording studio in Seattle and it's the Woodshed, if I'm smart as Lady Flava, I would say, okay, give me the information and I'll do some research on the Woodshed, you know, to make sure that it's somebody that I want to deal with. But I got another caller to bring in. And let me click on the line. Caller from the 203 area code. You're on the air with a bunch of people right now. I won't list them. Is this Lady
Hi,
Adams?
Hi, Lady Flava. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. So, Teddy, this is also another recording artist out of the Connecticut area. So did you have any questions for Teddy out of New York with Concord Entertainment? Or any of the other
people
that are on the line?
I was listening to TC, I was listening to Lynx Records, and I was listening. And,
okay,
you know, to play the devil's advocate with Conquer, the reason that he'll have success is because there are people that don't have the niche to get connected with Lynx Records. And I don't know Lynx Records, but it is a label. So the label, it has distribution. And, no, they're not going to pay me as an artist to do stuff, but I am going to be contributing to them making money. So for them to make money, they want to make sure that they sign the most impressive art, because everybody on the phone is in the business of making money. With Conquer Entertainment, people who don't have the resources, they're going to utilize that because that sounds good. That's going to be that shiny apple that the witch gave to Cinderella, to Snow White. The thing about it is everybody is not destined to be on the label. So depending on where an individual artist is going, Conquer Entertainment is going to sound great, because it may be just distribution that they need. They may not want the marketing or the tightrope or the strings pull puppeteer act that a label like Lynx Records may give them. And I'm not, I'm using Lynx Records because they're the ones on the line. I'm not saying that that is
right. Right.
And that's, and I'm totally okay with that. No problem.
But what I'm saying is that is the difference. You know, I was listening to him, and he says, yeah, we do everything for free. I said, yeah, for your artists, you do everything for free. But how many artists do you have? When you look at labels, they don't have, they may have a load of artists, but how many artists make it to the radio, make it to doing a lot of shows, make it to that mainstream? Everybody that steps out as an independent artist, their goal is to make sure they become as mainstream because, again, it's about revenue and everybody wants to make money. So where Conquer is, you don't have to have whatever you're bringing to the table is what they're going to utilize and make work. With Lynx, you got to have, you got to look good, you got to sound good, and everything has to be right. And for somebody who,
that's a good point.
Yeah, for somebody who is not there or may never be where Lynx needs them to be, Conquer, there's Conquer Entertainment. You know, so both of them have great things. It's just that for those who don't have that record label status, there's Conquer. And I don't know, you know, either, but I'm just, you know, putting both to next to each other, and I'm doing the pros and cons. I know a label has distribution. Mm-hmm. It has marketing. It has managers. He says he has connects. He can call people. He can book people. He can get people where they want to be. Okay, I'm a new artist. I just started. I've been in the industry 1 year. I've recorded one single. I have done it with a national recording artist, and everybody I talk to gives me different ideas. But the one thing that's hard to do, because I don't have a label, is get my music out there. Everybody says use big names to produce, use big names to appear, to be featured. But I don't have the connects that will get my music out there. So that's what Conquer Entertainment says that they can do. That sounds like an idea. And $360 is not bad because one of my producers is that's how much one of my producers is charging me. So if it's an investment that I'm going to make that's going to one day turn around and become my wealth, then that's what I'm going to do, with no disrespect to Lynx, because I'm sure that they have everything that I'm looking for, but I'm not everything that they're looking for.
Right. That could be absolutely true. And the thing that maybe not have, that maybe didn't come across is that, yes, of course we don't charge our artists, you know, that are signed to us, but our artists are making money for us. Therefore, the artists are making money for themselves as well. Another thing is we don't charge for advice. We don't. If you call me up and say, "Hey, Josh, I got a question about this, this, and this. What do you think I should do?" I'm going to tell you, it might not be exactly what you want to hear, but it's going to be the truth. You know. And so, I mean, I wouldn't charge you for that because we want good people on our label. You know, we want good rock bands. We want good country artists. We want good rap artists. We want good people. And we also want to help our people in our community. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Seattle area and why we don't market heavily to Seattle. Well, and it's because there's not a whole lot of decision makers and the clubs aren't the same. Just the atmosphere isn't the same, but that doesn't mean we don't want to see people from Seattle succeed. We absolutely want to see them succeed, and we want to do everything that we can within reason to help them. You know, again, you know, like if you came in and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about recording here at the studio. Here's my demo. Give us some suggestions. We'll spend a whole hour with you listening to your music, critiquing it. And, again, it might not be what you want to hear, but it's going to be the honest truth. And that's how we built our business, through kind of like the ground up. You know, we didn't start out with these connects. You know, people didn't start out just respecting us. You know, we had to earn that, you know, by giving our opinions and showing up and not charging people when sometimes we could have and we really should have sometimes. But we want to do people those solid favors. We want to have that goodwill out there because when it comes time and I need their help, I believe I'm calling in that marker. You know what I mean? And that's just good marketing.
Excuse
that's
me, this
just,
is TC.
You know, that's just good business, in my opinion.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Josh, this is TC. Are you on for Rainier Beach on Wednesday?
Excuse me?
Are you going to be on Rainier
for...
Beach on Wednesday? Rainier Beach. I'll send you a message in Facebook about it.
Okay. Okay,
to the man from the man from Conquer, I didn't put you down. And, yes, I come hard all the time. I don't have a face to save, because
right.
we're talking about revenue, like you said. I'm going to take the rest of this offline and listen, but I want you to understand that I understand what you're into, I understand what a whole shell is, and I want you to be confident as you promote it to those who want it, and be respectful of those who don't need it. And try to make that transition for yourself as well. So, everyone,
right.
I'm going to step back and let y'all rock on.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, TC.
I definitely appreciate his point of view. I definitely appreciate it because, like I said, you gotta definitely have two sides to get to the bottom of where everybody, you know, where you would need to go as a person.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Lady Adams, because, I mean, I think that you made a very valid point. I think that there definitely are artists out there who could benefit from the services of a company like Concord Entertainment. And I think that there are definitely, I mean, cause, and you're right, when it comes to Lynx Records, they've only got a handful of artists that they're working with. So they're not, you know, they're not jumping out there and just signing anybody and everybody. You know, they're very, very selective. So if you believe in your art and you believe, you know, that you need some additional tools to help you get out there, I do think that there can be a benefit to, you know, exploring what Conquer Entertainment has to provide for you. And, you know, and I, honestly, you know, Teddy, and I hope you're okay with this, you know, I had no idea who was going to call in tonight. You know, so it's interesting who called in and to be able to give, you know, different perspectives. And I would agree with PC when it comes to anything that you do, just like with me, you know, we do need to be confident and we need to be on point and have the information ready to be able to say, okay, this is why, you know,
right.
This is why I believe in this and this and that, to be able to sell it. Because I do think that, you know, it's something that that is valuable to, you know, to a certain group of artists, you know, because I don't have all the information. A lot of the information that I've obtained over the years is because I did the legwork and I did the research, you know, for certain artists. Or I just happened to get connected with people who's willing to open up and share with me the information. So I definitely, you know, Lady Adams, I definitely appreciate the fact that you called in and put that point out there because that's very valid.
You're welcome.
So I guess maybe, Teddy, maybe if you could just, again, give a rundown of exactly what type of services that Conquer Entertainment does have at hand, because I'm thinking it doesn't have, like, you're more so, I think, what you provide. I mean, the website says, service overview or production, engineering, photography, video, and web design on it as far as, you know, some of the services that are provided. So basically, if I'm correct, what Conquer Entertainment can provide an artist is helping them create the right or have the right tools and connections to create that professional, polished look online or, I guess, more so basically online. Is that right?
It's online, but it's also in their hometown area for them to grow. You're basically correct.
So then it's like, you know, being able to get the professional photographs taken to then having a professional website created to market who you are as an artist, you know, with your music, with your, you know, digital downloads, with your EPKs and, you know, anything that you need to market yourself as an artist to then the tools or the connections that you need to give your sound a polished, to be created as a polished product, to, you know, getting your tracks mastered or recorded, mastered, and then created for digital download or, you know, CD pressing, things like that, to then be able to distribute your product professionally and effectively, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So again, I would agree, you know, there's definitely different ways, you know, to go about it, you know, becoming a recording artist as we see right here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, we can speak on, there's a whole bunch of people that have, you know, studios in their home. You know, I rent to some hip-hop artists in my mother-in-law's unit, and they got, you know, mattresses thrown up around this little section of the apartment downstairs and, you know, and all of that. So it's interesting to see, you know, how music can be created. It used to be back then, back in the day, you had to save up the money to get yourself in a studio. You know, now there's so much that's on the internet that's at your fingertips, you know, but doesn't necessarily sound good. You know, that's the concern. I'm wondering, though, as we're talking about this, does Concord Entertainment have people that they work with that are music critics that can listen to a Lady Adam and say, you know what, darling, that's outstanding.
Yes,
or, you know what, maybe you could do this a different way and get a better sound.
Yes. Oh, definitely. They're affiliated with many advertisers and studios. And, yeah, so they definitely are able to provide those services. And those people.
I think that it's also... I think it's important for people to know, you know, if their sound is quality or if they need to, to do something different with their voice or their flow or, you know, the beats that are behind them or the musicians behind them. I think it's really important to have that type of critique given also to be able to step out there and be effective as far as, you know, a recording artist goes. You know, I'm going to be very good. I'm not going to mention no names because, you know, I might lose a friend out of the chat room. But, you know, we got an artist that's, you know, being pumped pretty big here in the Seattle area. And you know what? I think his stuff is boo-boo. And I'm like, you know what? I will not put my name on anything like that. But he's got some financial backing behind him. And he's stepping out there, and it's like, you know what, I just don't think it's quality. I don't think it's something I would, you know, I will not put Flava's name on and represent in any way, shape, or form this particular artist. You know, but I guess he's marketable. You know, so I just, you know, I didn't know whether through Concord Entertainment if there is you know, somebody like that who will critique, you know, and say, you got it or you don't got it.
Right.
If you use our tools, you're going to be successful, but, you know, otherwise, you know what, you don't got it. So, you know, what is it that you really want to do with your art? Okay.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
ask a question?
Somebody going to ask a question?
What prompted you to invest your time, your money into Concord Entertainment? What prompted you? What was the thing that said, you know what, I can see? Because what you are is a representation of what you back. So,
exactly.
So
and what prompted me was last year having a couple of artists. I work in an after-school program for a nonprofit agency in Queens, New York, and coming around a lot of young talent, raw talent that are not being exposed and don't have the know-how or the proper education or the network of people that they need to have to make it. I had this one female rapper that I had, you know, went with her. We did the Boost Mobile rap-a-thon and went to every borough in New York. And she battled against, her name is Calamity Jane, she battled against all types of dudes, all types of hoods, and I mean, she ripped them. And she definitely gave me that spark and that drive to, like, you know, okay, I have to learn a way or find a way to help this girl out, to find out that you know, and show her that there's a way that she can get out there without trying to search and kill herself to get a record deal. And for me to believe in her, when I would just put her CD in my car and just bump it like it was a regular CD that was on the radio. And I mean, just to have, and for her to also have me behind her. Hopefully she's listening online right now. She has definitely been my inspiration, as well as a couple of artists, of walking up and down, you know, 125th Street and by the Apollo and getting hit off with a CD here and there and just, you know, paying a little $5, $10 here to give them support and for them to make their next cut of CD track that they need to have have on hand to promote themselves and you know, to use that as a platform where it's you know, like I said, it's Conquer Entertainment is not for everybody, but it's also a different venue for people that it might be for, where they can get the things and the tools that they need to have, and the networking and social media and all the other things that they need to have in order to believe in themselves more and to be able to find a way to make it mainstream.
Cool.
And I think that there is something, you know, to that, and I definitely can appreciate your testimony in regards to, you know, coming across an artist that you really believe in and that you want to find ways, you know, to provide her tools, you know, for her to be able to take it to the next level. It's the same thing as what I do through Flava News, you know, always trying, you know, to find, you know, the resources and tools and to be able to identify, you know, which artists, you know, really could use or benefit from what type of tools. And I think this is just another, you know, another outlet for an artist to, you know, take into consideration who's out there trying to take things to the next level. The one thing that I appreciate about what you said in the beginning, Teddy, is, you know, being able as an artist to be accountable to yourself, you know, mm-hmm. and to invest in yourself. And that's one thing that I think that artists don't really understand and recognize, that, you know, it's going to take some investment, and it's not just only in time and creativity and energy. It's going to take a financial investment for you to take things to the next level. It's gotten
Correct.
To the point for myself that even for myself to be able to take things to the next level, it's going to take finances. You know, I've been able to do all these things for years for free, you know, free online radio shows, to free websites, to, you know, free social networks, to, you know, this and that. But now it's to the point that what
your pockets are hurting, just like everybody else's pockets are hurting, you know what I mean? And like I said, I mean, I started out and I'm still doing very well with the Market America and doing the retail side of selling their products and having my, you know, monthly product presentations and you know, aside from my passion in trying to grow, you know, in other fields and other genres and stuff like that, I started out with, like I said, I need money and I need collateral to help get my books out there, my novels out there, and to self-publish,
yeah.
And it all takes a lot, you know?
Sure.
So this has been, like, just my way of what I found to also, you know, promote myself the capital that I need to make things happen, but to also, like I said, share, you know, a different, you know, way and information for other people, you know, and that's all I'm basically here to pass on today, is to definitely pass on, you know, you can post the web links and post the shows and the videos and you know, definitely that's where it starts. Is like I said, each one, and from what I'm learning and from, you know, what I'm experiencing, you know, not everybody else is going to have the same views and the same opinions. So it's all good. And so, you know, but not everybody learns the same way. Not everybody does things the same way. So to find, like I said, a different venue. You know what I mean?
From being like Teddy, I got a question for you.
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know we're kind of running a little bit short on time. What experience do you have in the music industry? You know, I mean, that's just kind of the, you know, the first question
like
is what,
like I said before,
yeah, what experience do you have?
The experience that I have is my desire and my passion for helping other people. And
I totally get that. But what, I mean, do you have any, like, experience in the studio? Do you have, like, mixing experience or engineering experience? Or, I mean, you just a music fan? You know, what's your deal?
Oh, I'm a definite hardcore music fan.
As far as, like, making music, I mean, do you have any experience in that?
No, that's not my field. No.
Okay. I'm just gonna give you some suggestions to maybe build your brand and build what you're doing. Is get in the studio.
Okay.
And learn everything. When the dude speaks, listen. It's, you know.
Okay.
Because for example, I have a good friend of mine who I love to death. That I won't sign to Lynx Records, and he will, remain nameless. He's spending, you know, $50 an hour at the studio, and the end product is still not as good as if I just decided to do it on my computer. And that's
right.
Not how we record, you know what I mean? But as far as the quality, because it's really about the person behind the knobs, and it's about the person, mm-hmm. you know, behind the buttons. You know, just because a studio charges a high hourly rate doesn't mean that they're very good. And the end product that you might get, you know, might not be up to par. And so I guess my question is how, as an artist, if I'm looking at you, how would you, you know, how could you say for definite that this is the studio to go to, or this is the photographer, or, I mean, how do you choose your people that you're networking with?
Well, that's totally the good aspect of it is that I don't. Is that the main CEOs and people above of Conquer Entertainment do all of that. And they definitely, if they don't have the resources, they will find you the resources. So that's the, definitely, for me, I'm just a person that's turnkey over just information. And basically that's it. As for them on their end, I mean, that's definitely something that anybody's free to contact them and speak to them about.
Okay. So you have a team of people in place?
Correct. They do, yes.
Okay. That's good. And it's from, you know, where you're speaking, it sounded like it was just you, and it was just
your idea,
and you just decided that was blue to do this. And so I didn't understand where all of it was kind of coming from.
Well, it was, like I said, it was because it's also in part where you know, some people, you know, logged in late and we started at you know, exactly 8:30.
I totally logged in late, for sure.
There was a lot of information and a lot of things that you know, was presented that, you know, I'm not in charge or managing or, you know, doing any of those things you know,
are those people the people that you're working with, are they, would you say that they're like experts, or are they, are they experienced? You know, what's their level of expertise? Because again, if somebody's going to pay you, you have to build value. You know, have to, you know, give them a reason to pay you every single month for your services. You know, so, you know, what kind of, you know, team are you working with? You know, because that's going to be a major part of it. Because if you,
you know, you're 6 months into this and you're still kind of green and everything and, maybe haven't had a lot of studio time. You know, what's the level of expertise of the other people in your Concord Air Entertainment?
Like I said, that's all I'm doing is providing the information to be forwarded to directly to them. You know what I mean? So that's where
I do think that Josh has a valid question, Teddy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, I think that maybe it would be a good idea for you, in since you're in the New York area,
right,
to find out from Conquer Entertainment who are those resources that they would provide.
Definitely.
To the clients that sign on with you, to then for you to go out and meet those particular people and see what it is that they do, so you can become an expert and know exactly what those providers can provide your clients, and then that'll give you more of the tools to sell it. I also think that what Josh is asking is where is the background of the people who have started Conquer Entertainment when it comes to putting these resources together? Like, how much knowledge do those people who are the head of Conquer Entertainment have, in the music industry? You know, because I think those are valid questions, because if it's some, you know, I was in the floral industry for over 20 years of my life. I could tell you about the flowers. I could tell you how long they're going to last, which flowers go together and this and that. I was an expert when it came to flowers. So I would be a good person if somebody wanted to know about flowers to come to. So I think what Josh is saying is, like, you know, what is the real background of Concord Entertainment when it comes to working with recording artists and the service providers to the recording artists?
Definitely. Oh, definitely.
Exactly.
So, unfortunately, we've only got 3 minutes left in the show. So, Teddy, if you don't mind, if you're open to give, you know, contact information for yourself, for anybody that wants to find out more about Concord Entertainment or even Market America, that they could, you know, look you up or contact you at.
Oh, definitely. You can reach me on, my cell, definitely through my web portal. But I'll definitely be sending you links to all of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely send you all of that link, because it's so much easier, so that everybody else, whoever, you know, wants to get back at you or go through your site or anything else like that, they can definitely contact and get hold of the right person that can answer more questions and answer, you know, in a timely fashion.
That would be great. You can definitely send it, you know, the links to my email address or to my Facebook. Most of the people that are listening on the phone to those that actually are talking on the phone, to those that are in the chat room, and probably those that are listening live to the show, most of them are coming from Facebook. But I will definitely be more than willing to put an advertisement up on my website, you know, for what your company is doing and any contact information and links and stuff like that, so people can go check it out, because I do think it's a valuable, you know, option, as Lady Adam said, you know, for, you know, artists to take into consideration, you know, to get out there and, you know, obtain the tools and resources to do, you know, a more effective job. So I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, Teddy, and I hope that, it wasn't too grueling to you, but I think...
Oh, no, I appreciate everything, because it's a learning experience, you know what I mean? So it's definitely something to work on and definitely get more knowledge and definitely grow. So I appreciate everything. I appreciate all perspectives, and thank you, Lady Adam, thank you, Josh, TC, everybody. You know, it was a definitely good talk for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wish you luck, my friend. Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Definitely wish you luck. So, Lady Adams, before we sign off, why don't you give contact information of where people can find out more about you and hear your music?
I am on Reverb Nation, /Lady, LADEE. Or you can listen, I have my music on my Facebook page also, LADE with an accent over it, ADAMS, Lady Adams.
All right. So how about Josh? How about you give the information for Lynx Records and if there's any contact information you want to give out for yourself?
Absolutely. LynxRecords.com. You can go to Facebook/LynxRecords. We have videos and music on there. Or you can hit me up at JoshManRock on Facebook, three words. My email, Josh, josh.parkerson, P-A-R-K-E-R-S-O-N, josh.parkerson@yahoo. You can send me messages. You got questions, comments, anything like that. I'll get back to everybody that emails.
Wonderful. Josh, I want to thank you so much for your continued support of what I'm trying to do here with the Artist Roundtable. I very much value, you being a regular participant in this. Lady Adams, I wish you all the luck with your music, darling, and we're going to get you played here on Flava News Radio, too. And, I appreciate getting to know you, and as you, send out your videos and your links, definitely, as I see them, I will, forward them on, too. And Teddy, darling, it is so amazing and wonderful for me to, have contact with you again, and it's exciting for me to see, how you're expanding, what it is that you're doing. Before I forget, Josh, TC sent you a message on Facebook, so you might want to look for that. And anybody wanting to find out more about TC, he's on Facebook under TC Thinking Caveman, all one word. And then you can find his website at www.thinkingcaveman, all one word, .yolasite.com. That's YOLASITE.com. So for everybody that came out to listen to the show live, to those that participated on the panel here on the show, to those that come back and listen to the archives, I appreciate all of you, taking your time and participating in what we're trying to create here. But this is where you can come and put it on the table and feel safe and feel respected and, hopefully walk away with networking with somebody or some new perspective of ideas, on how you can do it. I want to thank the callers that are just listening live. We've had many of those tonight. This has actually been one of the busiest artist roundtables that I've done so far on week 7. So, again, thank you everybody who's been on the panel tonight and everybody who's listened live. God bless, and we will see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.